It's on to the next chapter for a Calgary Stamper who grew up and learned the sport at his Southern Alberta high school. Two-time Grey Cup champion Charlie Power announced his retirement from the Canadian Football League on Sunday, one day after the Stampeders' playoff run was cut short in a 41-30 loss to the BC Lions in the West Division semifinal. "I'm really fortunate to have played my whole career in Calgary," said Power, at the Stamps' end-of-season media scrum on Sunday. "I grew up in Okotoks and played Bantam and high school out there. It's been a good run and I'm looking forward to what's next." The 2009 Holy Trinity Academy graduate won the CFL championship on two occasions, first as a practice squad player in 2014 and again in 2018. The fullback carved out a niche as a special teams contributor of the highest order in 9 seasons with the Stamps. Power, 32, added the decision has been a few years in the making and that he feels fortunate to have made the call himself, a luxury not always afforded to professional athletes. "I thought last year might have been it, but I got to the offseason and didn't feel like I was fully ready," Power said. "I wanted to have another year after the Achilles injury, where I could train for a full offseason and give it my all, and really just have a year where I knew it was going to be my last and make sure I appreciate every day. That's what this year was. It didn't go the way we wanted it to, but I made sure I enjoyed every day." Power was sidelined for the length of the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, adding it was important for him to challenge himself to come back from a significant injury late in his career and still play at a high level. "I feel so grateful for having the opportunity to coach someone like Charlie Power," said Mark Killam, Stampeders special teams coordinator and assistant head coach, in a team release. "It's one thing to come back from serious injury, but it's another to come back and have one of your best years in the CFL in your final season," and that's what he did. He played the most Big Four snaps out of anyone on our team. He finished second in special teams tackles on our team. "I challenged Charlie to take on a leadership role and he embraced it and kept the special teams units together. He continued to put his body in the line of fire, taking the hard hits and doing the hard jobs we needed to do, to play winning football." Last month, Power was announced as the Stampeders' nominee for the Jake Goddor Veterans Award. The league award is given to the player that demonstrates the attributes of Canadian veterans. Power's community involvement has run the gamut from Stamp spokesperson roles for the Canadian Blood Services, work as an ambassador for the Alberta Council of Women's Shelters and the Leading Change Program against gender-based violence, along with contributions to youth football. "Charlie was consistent in everything he did and showed up to work every day with his hard hat on, ready to do whatever the team needed him to do," Killam added. "I am so proud to have coached him his entire career, and he will go down as the gold standard for what we look for in our foundational special teams players. Physical, fearless and always team above self. Thanks for the moments together, Charlie. It has been an honor to watch you grow into the man you are today. As for what's next, that's a good question. I don't know," Power said with a smile. "I'm excited, but I'm nervous. I don't know what it's like out there and we're going to find out real quick. I sat down with Jay McNeil, Stamps vice president, last offseason when I was thinking about it. Had a good chat with him, so I'm probably going to reach out to other alumni and see what they did in their transition.